Blue Apron, take back dinner.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Liars Club. I'm Felicia Michaels.
And I'm Jessica Wellington.
And what we do here at the Liars Club, if this is your first time listening or watching, is we ask two of our comedy friends to come on. We ask them to tell two stories. One is a truth, one is a lie. And then we all together, including the people that are playing along live on the live stream, figure out who is telling what lie. Right, Jessica?
Yeah, that's what we do.
And the greatest thing about our podcast, it is brought to you by Blue Apron. Come on, Christmas is over. You're sick of the grocery store. Why don't you go to Blue Apron and have food delivered to your house? If you do that and you go on the site and you go to like the code box, put in Liars, you'll get 30% off. Right, Jessica?
Yeah, you were so intense.
I know. I'm trying to be professional.
You're doing great.
Okay, please introduce our guest.
I will. Am I looking in this camera?
No, you dummy. You're looking in that camera like I told you 25 times.
If only we'd gone over this beforehand.
I know. Go ahead, Jessica.
All right. So we have some great gentlemen here with us tonight. We have this guy's been on The Tonight Show with Jay Leno, Comics Unleashed, Comedy Central, movies galore. He's a paid regular here at the Comedy Store and does all clubs across the country. This is Darren
Thank
Carter.
Thank you.
Yay.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Darren Carter, the party starter. Thanks for having me.
Oh my God, you actually did it right out of the gate. I love it. I thought maybe second story you'd bring it up, but there you go.
And I'm so excited to have this guy. We have been trying to get him on forever, but he is a grouchy thing, and it's hard to get him down here.
He can still storm off, Jessica. I mean, we know that, right?
Yeah. He has a YouTube page you definitely should check out. It's like no other. The Holtzman Zone. He does the Dead Air podcast there. He also does Instagram and updates on his YouTube that are like safety updates that are like no other. They're epic. He has been at the Comedy Store here for years. He is a staple here. We love him. This is Brian Holtzman.
Yay, Brian Holtzman. We're so excited that you're on, Brian.
Thanks for having me on the podcast. And I liked your credits so much, I tried to get them for myself. It's the podcast is Dead Air, and that's on the Red Band Network. Death Squad. And, and my Instagram post, you can find any ones that you missed on the Holtzman Zone on YouTube. And subscribe if you feel something.
That's right.
Something you
want All to right. Well, there you go. Also playing along with us in studio today is one of our on-air producers. He's normally in the box behind there where all the gear is. Please give it up for Mr. Michael Evans. He will be Michael taking the place of Austin Walker, who's on the longest vacation ever.
Fucking ever, dude.
Come home, Jesus. Austin. God damn it.
Anyway. But he is playing along on the live stream. He's commented. He's in the car.
Oh, he's here today. Thank
hey,
you.
Austin.
God,
yeah.
What mental hospital is he in?
Anyway, and also taking Michael's place in the studio, outside the studio in the box, the control room, I guess we'll call it, is Kyle Anderson. Give it up for a funny guy, Kyle Anderson. Thank you for stepping in, Kyle Anderson.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Yes, we thought we would get someone that is looks like a Michael and Austin had a baby.
Well, how long have you been sitting on that? That's a good one.
Yeah. They brought me in just for that joke. I'm fired.
All right. Did you put yourself on camera and wave?
Yeah.
All righty. And I'm so glad to see the both of you. I didn't know you guys were real life friends. I mean, you know, you have your club friends that you never fucking hang out, but you guys hang out in real life, right?
Brian, I saw him at Cantor's, and I said, dude, you're the kind of guy, I said, if anybody needs to be on social media, it should be you.
Uh-huh.
I said, go on Instagram and just do something. And do you remember what I told you, Brian?
Darren, yes, I do remember what you told me, Darren.
Do you remember what the script is that I sent you last night?
I was very reluctant to get on social media because I thought it had to be a certain quality.
Uh-huh.
And Darren Carter told me over three pancakes, he said, Holtzman, it doesn't even have to be funny. And when he said that, I said, I can do that.
I know.
I have no problem. You know, all the barriers were taken down when he said it doesn't even have to be funny.
I told him this. I said, because I forgot what I told him. And then he called me back and he goes, you've changed my life. You did it. And I go, what did I tell you? I forgot that I told him. And I said, just do one every day. Just do something every day. I go, put it out there. I go, it doesn't have to be good. And it doesn't even have to be funny. And once I said that, he goes, the light bulb went off.
Oh, right, right.
Totally. Totally. Totally.
Totally. And you get new lingo. I like it.
Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah.
I never used to use the word totally.
Totally. Yeah.
Really? Really?
But I get a kick out of watching
it. I think we were around when that word was originally fucking put out there.
Totally.
Totally. All right, so there we go. And so what we do here is we ask you to tell two stories. They both cannot be true. You can't pull the thing at the end like, oh, two stories were the same.
Have you had that happen yet?
Oh, 106 times. And then now it's like a death ray. If you do it, we're like,
don't ruin the format of the show.
Right,
right. Funny's funny, but don't try to be funny at the expense of the show.
That's exactly
right. That's why people hate comics.
Yeah, yes. Yeah, we were very worried about you with this one, Holtzman.
Oh, no, I'm going to... No, we have a good...
She's kidding. She's teasing you. She's teasing you. All right, but since we're going to do it, Darren, why don't you kick it off for us?
Okay, I will. And can I plug my podcast, or should I wait till the end?
Well, you can. We'll talk about it at the end for sure.
Okay, awesome.
Yes, he's got nice
wit.
Here we go. All right, I'll do it. I know. I'm married. I get it. All right, here we go. All right. So my first story, I'll go with this one. Should I tell you, like, the title of it, or should I just tell you the story as it goes?
Just tell the story. And by the way, if you're hearing any of this bumping going on, they're putting a new carpet in the original room, or it's the boner of Christmas Past or something is going on up there. But for sure, I think it's the carpet they're putting
in. I think someone stole my act up there. So I was on stage, and after I get off stage, and I that's kind of what I do. You know, I do like that. I throw that stuff in there. Darren Carter, party starter. I'm Darren. Call me Daron.
Do you have the flashlight in your pocket right now?
I sure do.
Didn't take long, did it?
Everyone do it. Go.
Darren Carter. Okay, you get the idea. All right, so I get off stage, and this is probably 10 years ago, maybe 12, and this guy comes up. Is that you snoring?
No, man. I'm awake.
Yeah,
I'm awake.
Yeah, liven it up, party starter. Liven it the fuck up.
I know. I'm starting a slumber party with Brian here. But so I get off stage, and this guy tells me, he goes, hey, I'm Snoop Dogg's cousin, and we would love for you to perform at our family reunion. And
what?
Yeah. And so I performed at Snoop Dogg's family reunion 2 years in a row. And I told the guy, I go, listen, I talk about Snoop a little bit, but it's not very flattering. And he's like, nah, Snoop will love it. It'll be great. And at the time I would do the, you know, I'd be like, I don't really even do it anymore, but I would do Snoop Dogg impression. I'd be like, well, yeah, what's cracking? It's the Deco Double G, the big Snoop Dogg. Baby was a virgin. That's what she said. So I gave us, can I curse on here?
Yeah.
I gave her some Hennessy. She gave me some. I bumped on the floor. I put him in my bed. And little half daddy put his thing on her head. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I'm doing the face. I'm seawalking. I'm getting into it. And I remember at the time I did this thing. I said, well, wouldn't it be cool if when the rappers get old, see how they turn out? You know, Snoop, 75 years old. Jabberta was a pill that saves me. Arthritis is a case that they gave me. Rolling down the street to play bingo, sipping on some prune juice. With my mind on my bladder and my bladder on my mind. Nothing but a pee thing, baby. Medicare is a label that pays me. And depends is a diaper that saves me. Snoop! Don't cut my microphone.
By the way, Brian, it's better when he does this. Yeah. When he tells a story. I'm enjoying this.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. Yes. So I get there, and they it was the funny thing is they said don't curse. He's like, my grandmama's out there, so I had to keep it clean, and I did my performance, and it went so well.
Who said that? The cousin?
Snoop Dogg.
Oh, himself. The Snoop Dogg said to you, "Don't curse, because my grandmother's out there."
Yeah, and so it went so well. They said, "Hey, you want to play flag football?" Tomorrow we're going to be at the picnic. We're going to do a picnic at the park. And so I went back the next day and hung out with them like a third time. And it was great. I got pictures. We hung out. It was awesome. I don't smoke weed, so that didn't happen. But it was great. I was nervous.
He probably wasn't smoking weed because his grandma was there.
Honestly, about 20 people all went, or maybe more, went to the bathroom at this hall that we were at and came out. And it was like, yeah. You know? That's my first story.
Okay,
do
great.
Do I go into the second?
No. Okay. That's That's a lot to unpack there. What is the thing when you first met Snoop that you were surprised by that, you know what I mean? Like sometimes when you meet a people for the first time that are super famous, there's one little thing you're like, oh, I would have never guessed that. Like he's shorter than I thought, or he's taller than I thought. What is the one physical thing or even doesn't even have to be physical that you were surprised by Snoop?
How much everybody, even at the family reunion, wanted pictures with them, and how, like, because there was at least 100 people there. Oh, multicultural. It wasn't just black people. It was like everybody.
African American
people. And well, I don't know. Like, maybe they're from the islands. I don't know. But they, I felt like everybody was really friendly and cool and wanted to get photos with them. And he was very friendly and outgoing. And the next day when we were at the park, like some like cholo types were like, Snoop. And he's like, hey, what's cracking, S.A.? Like, he was just open to everybody. It wasn't like, you know, I thought that was, I was really taken by how outgoing he was, you know. You know, I'm sure you've, but see, now that I've seen him and I see him on TV, I see this, I can kind of tell. Like it comes across on camera, you know, his jovial type of nature.
But you wouldn't have necessarily taken that if you had never met him in that way.
Yeah, because, you know, sometimes there would be like the, you know, if you've ever seen like footage or pictures of him being pissed or angry,
right?
You're kind of like, oh, I don't want to meet that part of, you know, the whole Seawalk type crip thing or whatever. And so I didn't see that when I was there, the reunion. Okay.
Nice, nice. What do you think of this story, Brian Holtzman? Some horse shit, isn't it, Brian Holtzman?
I don't believe it because when he said that the performance went well, then I knew that this story perhaps is a lie.
Okay.
Did you ever used to date black girls?
Well, I've been married for 22 years, so let me think back.
Is she white?
My wife is Armenian. Does that count? I don't know. Happy Armenian Christmas,
anybody out there. Your cell phones.
January 6th. The credit cards. Come on now. Give me the cards.
His wife's a hacker.
Yeah. Oh, really?
She stays home all day and hacks.
No, he's saying because she's Armenian.
Yeah. Oh, I see. What do people online say there, Michael? Is Austin piping in?
Austin's not yet. Everybody's saying you should smoke some weed to people that... People are surprised that Holtzman has been subdued so far the way he has been. They've never seen him like
I'm following the rules of the program.
Yes! Damn right. Yeah. He's a good guy.
He's so about to let loose. Yeah.
Can you write back and tell that person,
you're writing
fuck
back
you?
Right now.
Okay. Yeah. What Holtzman
What do you want
said?
Me to do, stand on my head? I'm behaving myself today. Scumbag! Is that what you want to hear?
Okay. All right. Well, then let's move on to your story, Brian.
This is a story that happened, I think, in the middle 90s. I can't be exactly sure, but this was a flight.
The 90s are knocking.
My niece, I guess, she was working in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia, with a company that was doing the airbags. She was, I guess, training. So I was going to take a flight to see her. And... So I get on the plane, and it's one of those overseas planes where it goes on for quite some time. Okay. So I got...
You know, the type, them overseas planes.
I got talking to one of the flight attendants, and I'm not going to mention her name because... anyway, we kind of hit it off. There was a bit of a connection, you know. Uh-huh. We talked
in the 90s?
I think it was 92.
Okay.
And...
That's before I knew you.
We hit it off, and we were talking in the back, and she was just over a relationship, so she was kind of, and I was I don't know if I was in a relationship or not. I really, you know, I kind of indicated that I was available as well. Anyway, we hit it off, and we talked, and you know, we just had that connection. You know that connection when you feel with somebody you don't know, but you feel that. That feeling in your loins. Yeah. I don't know if women have the same feeling of certain secretions, perhaps. I don't know. Anyway, so
secretions.
We met. We talked in the back of the galley, and you know, we just
the
seemed
galley.
To, you know, in the back of the galley.
That's what it's called.
That's what it's called. I thought that was a boat.
No, I think it's called the galley.
Have you ever been on an airplane?
Yeah, we were both in the Air Force.
And so you know, when they show the movies at night and people go to sleep, it's kind of dark in the cabin, what have you. And I went back to get a drink, and she said, "Can you help me?" She was having trouble getting the paper towels in the bathroom.
You know, is that airplane code?
I don't know, but I said, "Sure, I'll help you." And before I know it,
you were helping her.
I was doing the, I joined the club, Three Mile High.
The Mile High Club.
3 Mile High Club.
And it was just, it was an instant, an instant connection.
That's awesome. I kind of zoned out for a second. No, because I was getting into this fantasy. Was she, or truth?
The story's not over.
I know.
Okay, I just got a question. You can ask a question.
We do that.
Yeah, we ask questions.
Even before the story's
over? Yeah, yeah. Quickly ask your question.
Was she a flight attendant or a passenger? I forgot.
I thought I made it clear that she was a flight attendant.
Dude, that's even better. Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
So we made some it was hot. It was real hot. It wasn't terribly long, but it was hot.
It was hot because it was a small space.
Well, you just know people are.
She enjoyed herself.
Yes,
you guys
did.
That are listening could just see Brian's face.
And then we heard a knock on the door, and we got ourselves together, and we opened up the door, and it was one of the flight officers.
Whoa.
So one of the passengers, perhaps.
Hey, there's two people in the back.
Doing a three. So it was terribly embarrassing. I just went back to my seat, but I think she lost her job at the airline.
Wow.
And
wow.
And we stayed in contact for a little while, but after the embarrassment of what happened to her and her career, it wasn't a long-term relationship. But it was certainly one of the best overseas flights that I've ever had. Because, you know, usually you're in the bathroom doing it yourself. To have somebody else doing it with you of an opposite sex is
What position did you use? Did you have to use?
Oh, I just stood her up next to the sink, and we standing up, you know, as awkward as that sounds. There was no, you can't, you know, you got a limited space.
Yeah, that's what I was asking.
Did she have a skirt on or pants on?
No, she had a skirt.
Yeah, it was the 90s still, so probably still wore had to wear skirts.
Yeah. Huh.
Jason Marino wants to know if you finished.
Of course, Jason.
No. Oh my God, that was so creepy, though.
No, I took my sperm back to my seat, Jason. Wait until I was safely on the ground before I jacked off.
Worth it. By
the baggage claim.
Thanks for the question, Jason.
Any other questions we got shaken there?
Did you hook up with a lot of women on the road?
What road are you talking about, Jessica?
The comedy road, or
no? I don't do the road.
But you're not known as the great Lothario at the Comedy Store. But you keep your business kind of private, right? I'm surprised that this happened, because I you're pretty respectful.
Yeah. Wow. But
I mean when you're off stage.
I'm a human being. What was it?
Especially back in 92.
Felicia.
Okay. I'm a human being with needs just like everybody else, okay?
Okay. Hey, that's why I just, I'm on Tinder now. I did my first Tinder.
How'd it go?
Great.
How much is that?
It's free.
Oh, it is.
Yeah, we're trying to teach Jessica that it's okay if you meet someone and then not fuck them on Tinder.
But it's okay if you do.
Yeah, it's totally okay if you do. Kyle, what do you think of Holtzman's story here?
Well, first of all, I think it was awesome that you mixed up 3 Mile Island and the Mile High Club. That was the 3 Mile High Club. That's really my biggest hang up with it. I feel like anyone in the Mile High Club definitely knows the name of the Mile High Club.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, but I can see Holtzman not knowing it.
True. That's true.
You know?
That's
but true. No, that's a good point,
if
though.
There's one person in it who doesn't know it, it's Holtzman. All right. Well, that's
you don't even
thought.
Know me.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, so let's move on to Darren's second story. I like your story, Holtzman. It's a good story.
Thank you.
Solid story.
That's good. Maybe around 2004, I get an email, or my agent gets an email, And he says, hey, would you like to perform in Washington, D.C.? It's some sort of fundraiser. And I said, sure. I basically, I don't even care. Like, I don't even know what political party it was. I was just like, I'll do it. I saw the money. I'm like, I'll do it, you know? I fly out there. I stayed at this Mayfair Hotel.
Who cares if anybody gets an abortion, right? You just want to get paid.
Exactly. I was like, so weird, right? I just was like, yeah, whatever, I'll do it. So I get there. And at that time, see, it was back when I did the impressions, and I would do Bill Clinton, and you must have still been in office, so that kind of tells you what year it was. And I said, when Bill Clinton gets out of office, I'm trying to remember how this bit went, I go, it's going to be like those losers that graduate high school, then come back and drive around the high school at lunchtime. And I used to do this Bill Clinton thing. I'd be like, you know, like it's a lowrider. Sup, I'm back, biatch. Big ups to my boo, Hillary. That's my baby's mama. And I remember, all I remember is the main punchline. Hillary's got my back, and Monica's got my front. Anyways, I did that thing. It killed. And here's the crazy part. I get to meet Bill Clinton at the after party, and I got a photo with him. And for the longest time, it was my MySpace profile pic, me and Bill Clinton.
You know, this is a good strategy that you're employing here.
What is it?
Because you've both times you've met somebody famous. So,
yeah.
I like the way he slips his comedy routine into the interview. That is just wonderful.
I was inspired by Chris Spencer. Never. I watched the one with Chris Spencer, and I'm like, I like that.
All right. Any questions yourself there,
you,
Michael?
You do a bit about banging a flight attendant on the world traveling, don't you? Is that one of your bits?
No.
Oh.
I kept that story to myself until this podcast.
I thought that was one of your bits. Oh, well.
All right. Anyone have any thoughts there?
Yeah, Kenneth Lofgren's never seen anybody carry napkins in their jacket pocket
before.
I know.
Before. That's so adorable.
Yeah, well, they were Starbucks napkins. He just came from the Starbucks. I think that's kind of reasonable.
Right.
Before we got feedback finally on his first story too. We're kind of fresh on that next one. I think people aren't really believing the flight attendant story, but they need another story from Holtzman to know for sure.
Right. Yeah, I think. Okay, let's move on to Brian. Will you adjust your microphone just a little bit up? I just want to make sure we get every piece of your juiciness.
I think he told two lies because he mentioned again in the second story that they liked his show.
No, actually, the second story, the one with Bill Clinton, you didn't say they liked it.
Yeah, Brian.
What did you say they did? They say somebody enjoyed it.
Everyone enjoyed my show.
Okay. Okay. Everybody likes acupuncture, too.
All right, let's start with your story, your second story.
My second story, it takes place in New York City. It involves my brother Jay and I. We went to a hotel.
Is this the gentleman that I met a few months ago when he came to visit? Nice man.
And this was, it's recent. It's a recent story that happened. And we checked into a hotel. We were very excited. We found a hotel in New York City with a swimming pool, which isn't easy to do. So we were getting our swim trunks on, and there was a knock at the door. And this woman came in and wanted to use the bathroom.
In your hotel room?
In the hotel room. Then another one. Then another one.
What?
Then another one. Jay had been smoking cannabis and drinking alcohol, and he was just had no problem. And, you know, I figured, you know, it's kind of unusual, and I didn't think anything of it. But then another one. And then another one. And then another one. And then it hit me like a bolt of lightning. I said they could be getting diseases in there. They could be stealing. They could cry rape. And it enraged me that we were taken. Who lets anyone use their freaking bathroom in a hotel? No one. You tell them to go downstairs and use the bathroom. And I got enraged. And I told Jay, and he was like, So I ran after Jay, and I grabbed him around his shoulder area. And he bit me.
He bit you?
He bit me in the forearm.
Were you choking him? Because when you said shoulder area...
He said he was afraid for his life.
Really?
But I wasn't choking him. I didn't even punch him. I was just kind of like manhandling him. But I'm not qualified to manhandle...
I don't understand why these women were knocking on your hotel door to use your bathroom.
Have you seen his shoes?
All why right, that's so... it. That's it. I'm out of here. I'm out of here. I'm out of this fucking podcast. And
well, because could they smell the weed? Is that why?
No, I just think they were just young. I don't know if you can say this with the Me Too. Just young, stupid girls.
Where
were
they
coming
from?
Say that?
Did they think you were cute or something and wanting to get to know you?
No, there was a knock on the door. They came in. We had an altercation. I screamed them out of the room. Jay bit me, and I didn't know what to do. I was mortified, mortified. So I just fled and ran away and took the train to New Jersey. I met Jay the next day, and when I saw him at the party, you know what he did to me?
What?
When he saw me?
He hugged you.
He went like this.
Ow.
Yeah, snapping the teeth. That is a weird fucking story, Holtzman.
Now, why did you go to New York with Jay in the
first
place?
Celebrating in New Jersey, Christmas, not Christmas, a pool party.
Uh-huh.
And celebrating
a pool
so
party.
So from Long Island, we went to New York, and then the next morning we were going to go to New Jersey and join the rest of the family.
Now, was Jay downstairs saying to all the chicks, like, hey, I got weed in my... Yeah, was he doing that?
No, we were not molested at all by anybody downstairs.
No,
lobby.
I'm saying, did Jay say to any of these young girls in the lobby, hey, if you want to join us, we got weed upstairs. Like, why would young women come and knock on your door to do weed?
Yeah.
This is part of life. Why do we know? Why did you come in a L.A. Dodger shirt when baseball season is over?
But he looks good in blue.
Yeah, and Jay told me to, your brother.
These are all great points.
Yeah. Come and knock on my door. Yeah. I'll be waiting for you. I just don't understand why these women, how did they know it was your hotel room? How did they know to keep going back to that one? There's several doors in a hotel. You know, how did they see you at the pool? Did they see you out? Did they say, oh, those guys look like they'd be fun to party with? Were you ever fun to party with?
That is the story, Jessica, if that's your real name. And that's the story. Why, all these questions are unanswerable. Wow. I don't have answers for these questions. I'll be honest with you.
But then when I see you and your brother together, you guys get along pretty nice. Do you guys have a history of violence together? Or this was just something that happened out of the blue? Is this a not...
No, we had another problem once on Long Island. We had
the same trip.
We had an argument in the living room of my sister's house.
The same
which
trip.
Caused her to get leukemia. That's how bad the argument was.
What?
Yeah. And her leukemia was caused by the argument Jay and I had.
And who told you that? Who told you that? That your argument.
That's what Terry says.
That's what Terry, your sister, says.
No, we get excited. We don't know. My sister says it's like she says you're like a dog with a piece of meat.
Uh-huh.
You won't let go.
Uh-huh.
When something gets at your what do they call it? Crow?
Yeah. Craw? And your craw.
Is that it?
Yeah.
And so.
So I know that you go out and eat a lot because you always post food pics and you doing all sorts. Did you and Jay go out and eat in New York City? Where'd you go eat? Do you remember? Or
No, we never got a chance to do anything.
Because you went to Jersey.
I got assaulted and bit, and I ran away. I didn't know what else to do.
Where did you run away to, Holtzman?
Like what? I went to New Jersey
Transit and stayed in a hotel in Bellamar.
He was mortified. He fled.
You know, Bellamar, New Jersey, near Harrisbury Park.
Okay. All right.
I think this panel doesn't know what to think. I'm not as dumb as I look or act, and not as handsome as I think I am.
I got a question. Did you just run out with? Because you said you were in bathing suits and swimming. Did you just run out of the hotel in New Jersey in your bathing suit? Did you get chance? Did you change clothes?
Oh yes.
Did you grab a
Darren Carter party starter?
Yeah. No.
Those are beautiful eyes. You have blue eyes, don't you?
This contact.
Out of season
sweatshirt.
So you ran away and fled in your swim trunks, is what Darren is asking.
No, I didn't know what else to do, but I just packed my bag and put my clothes back on and I fled. I just fled. I didn't, you know, that's what they tell you in counseling. Just flee.
That's what that is what they tell you.
What else can you
like
do?
If walk away.
Just get out of there.
There's a lot.
Well, that explains you.
You know. Is that true? Is that what they say?
What are you going to do? After you get bit, what are you going to do? Discuss it?
Oh, yeah.
But how much did you rough your brother up for him to have bite you? You must have really been pretty aggressive to him.
Well, he was in the corner. I backed him into a corner, and he was kind of... He couldn't move his arms or anything, and I was just so aggravated with his attitude towards these intruders. And
these intruders?
He said that, you know, and it's my own fault. See, in mental hospitals, those people are trained how to deal with people like my brother Jay. Uh-huh. And I had no training, so uh-huh. that's why I got bit. You know, there's a special way you have to handle people. I mean, he's bipolar, he's a Vietnam veteran, he stays in on Halloween, he likes jelly beans, scotch, marijuana, you know, whatever he can get his hands on. He's a product of the 60s, the Vietnam War, you know.
So because of all this, do you think that maybe he was the one that invited these women over?
Can I say one thing? I'd like to object, because why am I being questioned more than he was questioned about his story?
Because you're complicated and he's a simpleton.
Yeah, he answered.
Yeah, Brian.
When I'm home, I don't want to run errands or have to figure out a meal plan, especially because I have kids. That's why Blue Apron is a great solution. Their chef-designed recipes are easy to follow and give you a balanced, delicious meal. Blue Apron is a quick and easy way to make high-quality meals that everyone can enjoy. Use promo code LIARS to get $30 off your first order. Blue Apron, take back dinner.
All right, Darren's first story, which we're labeling Snoop Dogg.
Okay. Snoop Dogg.
Snoop Dogg posts that Snoop Dogg's cousin says he wants Darren Carter, the party starter, to perform at their family reunion. He did it 2 years in a row. He did the Snoop Dogg impression, the face, the sea walk, all of it. Snoop Dogg was very outgoing. He takes pictures with everybody. He's a nice guy. Not everybody at the family reunion was African American. Good times abound. Story number one. Story number two, this is maybe in 04 or when Clinton was still in office. We weren't sure which. You met Bill Clinton after performing at some sort of political gathering. And that was also good times. Not much more to it.
Well, I can't imagine that Snoop Dogg would invite you to the picnic the next day. That kind of sounds like bullshit.
Well, if you do a good impression of Snoop Dogg, maybe he would.
Do you think they invited you to play football because they just wanted to cream your ass?
Cream.
Darren?
Oh, am I supposed to answer?
Yes.
Do we just keep going with it, or do we?
We're going to take a vote, but we're, I'll ask you when to tell the truth. But
oh, okay.
Yeah. So
Snoop Dogg himself didn't invite me to the picnic. His mother did. His mom was like, "We're going to be at the park." Da da da. I forget the name of the park, but it was somewhere near Long Beach. And by the way, when I get to the park, Snoop Dogg was about an hour late. You know, and then it was really weird because I don't know if you ever do a show and then people are like, "We should hang out," and then you actually show up.
Yeah, why'd you show up like that?
She invited me, and I was like,
"When the mom invites you, though, that's kind of like, ugh."
I know. Well, it's his mom, it's cousin, and I knew a few other people, and I was like, "All right, I'll go there." And then,
so now three people invited you, not Snoop Dogg, what was happening.
Just his mom invited me, but I recognized the other three people because I had his cousin and his cousin's mom. I knew them, and his manager guy, this white guy that would, smoke.
So how do you feel being replaced by Tony Hinchcliffe then as Snoop Dogg's friend?
I'm good with it. I'm cool with it.
You all right?
Yeah.
I mean, all after right. 2 years?
Yeah, it had its run.
And if you were at this event and Bill Clinton was at this event, and you're saying that, right? That Bill Clinton was at this event where you made a joke about the Monica Lewinsky?
Yes.
Yeah, I think that's a lie. I don't think you would do that. I think he would have the wherewithal to know to shut the fuck up.
I don't know if he was at the show. I know he was at the after party.
Uh-huh.
So I don't know if he was at
the show. Oh, now you're not sure where Bill Clinton was.
Oh, wow. Well, you're one to talk, Holtzman. That he's not sure now? There's so much
you did. I beg your pardon.
There's so much you
My
didn't tell us.
My brother bit me and
there's
I ran
so
out
much.
The street. I was wearing my Speedos. I don't know why they were knocking on our door, Hillary. It's my brother Jay's fault.
Oh, shit. All right, all right. Any other comments online? Let's take a fucking vote right now.
Snoop True Bill Lie for a lot of people, and I'm in the same boat. If these are going to be like the same story, then it's like just who seems more likely to have encountered Darren Carter the Party Star? Yeah. I think Snoop does, you know?
Yeah, I think if you were a comic, even if you're just starting out and you get into a situation where you're in D.C. and you're doing an act in that kind of crowd, you would... How big was the room? That's a good question.
200 people.
200 people.
Yeah.
And you didn't ask, like, what party it was, like, if it was going to be Democratic or conservative, or you didn't ask any of those things?
No, because it was some... with lobby and I don't
so it wasn't a club. It was like a
It was like in a ballroom.
So
at the,
murdering at the, an unborn infant doesn't bother you.
As long as I check clears. No, I should tell you. Yeah.
It was in a ballroom where?
It was at the Mayfair Hotel or the Mayflower Hotel.
In D.C.?
Yes. It was some famous hotel that I stayed at.
Yeah, that one's a lie. I think the
Mayflower,
second story's a
Mayfair,
lie.
I don't know.
I think the second one
It was near
alive.
The D.C. Improv. I know that because I walked by it.
What park were you at with the Snoop?
Once again, I don't know. I know you take the 710 to the 605, and that's as far as I remember.
You're a dirty liar.
Which one do you think is a lie? Which one do you think is a lie?
Oh, the second one.
The second one for sure, right? Yeah.
I think Bill Clinton's lie. I'm going to go with Snoop being the lie.
Just to be really? Different, unanimous is kind of fun.
No. I don't want to.
Jesus, don't we know that about her? What do you think, Kyle?
I think the Bill Clinton one lacks the details that he had for
what?
The Snoop.
Not
one.
Really, because he just said it was the Mayflower and all this at the hotel.
He didn't know
anything about the Snoop event.
The White Devil.
Yeah.
Well, in my defense, can I just say one thing?
Sure.
I felt a little bit rushed on the second one, so I was like, well, let me keep this one shorter, because when I went to too much detail, Holtzman was making a joke like he was cutting my mic and snoring.
Right,
so I was like, let me just cut to the chase.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, all right.
No, it's not your fault.
Let's take a vote. So I'm going to say the Bill Clinton one is a lie. I think pretty much everyone but Jessica is with me on that, right?
Right.
Pretty much.
Snoop is a lie.
All right. Which story is the lie?
Bill Clinton.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, that's
sometimes that's you got to take a gamble, and you don't always win.
He stayed at some famous hotel.
Yeah, the Mayflower, the Mayfair. Yeah.
It was like the Nina, the Pina, the Santa Maria. I couldn't even think of it.
Yeah.
I could not think of it. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So then let's move on to Holtzman's stories. Let's do the quick recap.
All right. Holtzman's first story. In the mid 90s, he was going to see his stepniece who's making airbags in Malaysia, and he hit it off with a flight attendant. She was newly single, and Brian had no idea what he was. So he went to help her with some paper towels in the bathroom and joined the 3 Mile High Club. It was hot, but not terribly long.
Yeah.
Can you do that again, though? Flight attendant is true.
Holy shit, it was hot. It was hot, but not terribly long. Someone ratted him out to a flight officer, and she lost her job with the airline and her career, but it was overall a fantastic international flight experience, maybe the best Brian's ever had.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
All right. Second story.
He's in New York City with his brother Jay. They're going to celebrate a pool party in New Jersey.
That's what he fucking said, and I even reiterated it, and he said, yes.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. A woman asked to use the bathroom in the hotel room, and then another woman, and another woman, and another woman.
And then another woman, and
a lot of
another woman.
He's totally enraged by this. They could be getting diseases in there. They could be doing a lot of bad
things. It's like a lot. And went to my head. I got instantly mad. I said, this is bullshit, Jay. They've been giving us diseases and stealing our stuff.
Now at this point, he's enraged. Brian puts paws on Jay, hands around the neck, so Jay bites him in the forearm. He was afraid for his life. Mortified, Brian fled to the New Jersey Transit and took the train to New Jersey.
You know, the only thing I would think that would even possibly make that story a little bit true is when you said, and it's fucked up thinking, but when you said, I grabbed him at the shoulders, right? But you did this. I grabbed him at the shoulders, right?
Well, you know what I think he did is that he did this. You know, he'd put his forearm against his chest.
Uh-huh.
So then he went down and bit him.
Yeah, how did it physically work out? Can you explain that part one more time?
Maybe give us a visual.
Did he draw blood?
Can you practice on Darren?
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah,
can you guys reenact it?
I just went towards him, and then I kind of got around him, and then his face was close to my arms, and then his face went right
like
down
this, right?
And
uh-huh.
bit me.
Yeah.
I can see how that would work out.
You say you were celebrating a pool party. Why do you guys celebrate pool parties often? Or
that mean you'd be partying every day?
Like, you know, why that?
It was a summer gathering for the family.
It's a family
like Snoop
reunion.
Dogg does. Yeah. That's
yeah.
what they do.
Yeah.
Darren performed actually at the pool party.
And that's when my niece discovered at that party she had laminoma.
Yeah. Luke.
At the pool party.
What's that?
It's a form of cancer.
It's a citrus melanoma.
Yeah.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
She wasn't feeling too well. That's the day she found out at the pool party.
At the same party that you guys argued so much you gave your sister leukemia?
No, that was... That
was the second
that's
one.
That's another time.
Oh, that was another time?
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of cancer.
Cancer good.
I can't tell if you're lying or not. It's driving me crazy. Yeah.
I know. I just don't understand. And another and another and
yeah,
another.
Yeah, another and another. Yeah.
But
yeah.
He could be adding comedic effect.
Right. How many women by number actually showed up?
Oh, there was at least four. It could have been five.
Yeah.
I mean, that makes it a little more plausible.
But why would they go to your room? That just makes no sense.
I know.
Yeah. Why would they knock on out of all those rooms in New York City? They're going to knock on your and Jay's room.
Where was your room located? Was it close to the pool or where people were coming in that made it convenient?
Next to the bar.
We had to take an elevator.
Were they wearing bikinis, these girls?
No.
They weren't swimming?
No.
Okay.
But you guys were upstairs swimming at the pool.
We were just getting our stuff ready.
To go swimming.
To go in the pool.
Yeah.
just getting all the stuff.
You know, a towel, you know.
Uh-huh.
And sunscreen.
That's when the door heard the knock at the
door. And how long ago was this?
This was, this has got to be 10 years at least. I mean, it's hard to say, you know.
Because when you first started saying the story, you said it didn't happen too long ago.
What I meant by that is it happened in adult life.
Yeah.
Were you a ladies' man back in the day?
Oh, I like rape. Can you say that? I don't know.
You can say it. Yeah, sure.
Give me your number. I'll follow you home and climb through your window. You can do this the easy way or you can do this the hard way. But you gotta give it up. You gotta give it up. What kind of question is that?
Because you were saying that you had sex with a flight attendant. I want to know if you did that kind of stuff all the time.
Well,
it's in your character.
My sex drive is just like any other normal functioning male sex
and
drive.
And how do
I
you
think.
Define that? What's normal functioning male sex drive? How
for
do you,
you
define that? Yeah,
it's different for everybody.
Yeah,
I never pass it up. I don't think anybody would pass it up and give it the opportunity.
Something you guys have in common.
I don't know if you can say that. Can I say that?
You can say whatever you want. All right. What do people say? Well, how do they want to vote?
Darren, Ray Rebastian wants to know if Darren Carter is afraid of Brian Holzman.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think people are both. I think people are mostly skeptical of that second story.
Yeah, because it had made no sense.
I was skeptical of the first one, and then I heard the second one, and I'm like, I don't know which one to believe.
And after the second one, it's not that I don't know which to believe, it's that I can totally see this dude fucking on a plane now ever since
I know,
that
but you know what I have a problem with that? I have a problem that it was the flight attendant.
What do you mean?
I just have a hard time believing that a flight attendant would do it if they are in the air all the time. This is a
You don't know anything about flight attendants.
Maybe that's why she thought she could get away with it.
They would do it.
Flight attendants
are like
comics.
You know?
They like what?
They like sex.
Flight attendants are like comics.
They like sex.
Well, I mean, I don't know Brian for many years. I do remember seeing you around. You're a handsome fella, you know, and back in the day.
I've had a lot of work done. After the accident, they did the best they could putting this face back together.
I'm going to say the first story is...
The flight attendant story?
Is a lie.
Wild. You're wild. It's true.
You know, because I just feel like that fucking second story is just... kooky enough to be true. It's just,
you know, I'm with you because I think that Brian is a family man.
He always has his
brother and all here
very
visiting.
True.
And
yeah,
when we first tried to get him on the podcast, he wanted to do it with his brother,
right?
So that makes me to believe that he would be more inclined to get into an altercation with his brother, even though that sounds hot. You know, I would like to hear the grunts of a. Yeah. You know, but
middle-aged how's comedian, that, like, what are you saying?
How's that niece doing? How's that niece doing that was making the airbags in Malaysia?
Oh, she's not with that company anymore.
All right. Now I might have to change my vote.
So I think that the flight attendant is a lie.
You think I'm going to say the flight attendant is a lie, Darren? Yeah.
I think the flight attendant thing is true.
Darren, I'm with you, buddy.
Yeah. All right. What
Maybe
about you,
because we're
Carl?
Guys. We're like, we want it to be true.
Yeah. I want him to get it. Yeah.
But just like, was she like a tall chick, the flight attendant? Was she tiny? Like, what was her? Because you're a big
petite.
Fella. Like, you're a tall fella. And to have sex in one of those little bathrooms. Was she a tiny lady?
She was very petite.
Yeah. What did she look like?
Asian.
It was.
Aren't the bathrooms? Aren't the bathrooms
Felicia
bigger?
Felicia looks
those...
like she wanted to smack your face. Like
yeah, I know, Jessica. I would never hit Jessica because she would beat the fuck out of me.
Dude, wouldn't that be something to see too, Darren? What was your question?
Oh, because I'm picturing like a I mostly fly domestic, so I'm picturing like a small Southwest airline bathroom, and it's like there's no room in there.
No room. Must have been a tiny lady.
Was there more room in the '90s?
And more room.
Shut up. Yes.
Tell us what it was like.
They
in
had
the
a
90s.
Bidet in there. Yeah. That's how much room in the '90s were in an airplane bathroom, Jessica.
I once got busy in an airplane bathroom.
It was the handicap bathroom stall, which gives you more room.
Okay, and it was an international flight, so yeah, bigger bathroom.
Wait a minute, I've never seen a handicap stall.
But I guess when you're flying, though, like
that's why
I've flown to Malaysia. I don't remember there being a yeah.
You flew to Malaysia?
Yeah.
For what?
To go on vacation.
Photography.
Yeah, take pictures.
All right, that checks out.
Yeah, like what?
I mean, any other reason?
How dare you? How dare you travel?
Yeah.
How dare you leave America?
If your niece doesn't have a weird job in Malaysia, you got no business flying to that place.
All right, what are people online saying?
People online are saying Jason Marino's flipping. He's going first lie, second true. So this has been convincing.
He's saying flight attendant true.
Yeah. No, no, no.
First one is a lie. He's saying the flight attendant is a lie.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now he made it a lie.
So he's with us.
First, Kenneth Lofgren's with me. First true, second lie. Flight attendant true.
All right, Kyle, did I already ask you?
Yeah, I'm kind of changing a little bit. I think I'm going to go with the flight attendant true because the second one just has so many variables. I don't know if I can get on board
with
that.
Yeah, but that's him.
I
bet his brother got the girl somehow.
He's playing these mind games. I don't know. I'm going to go first one true.
Fuck yeah, Kyle.
All right.
Not a good move, I don't think.
Okay, here we go. Are you ready? Brian Holtzman, which story is the lie?
The first story is a lie.
Yes! Yes!
The second story is true.
Oh, I knew it. It was so silly.
I know.
I don't want to say dumb because it's Holtzman, but it was so silly.
Why do those random girls come into your room?
I don't know. It's a true story.
That's
they banged on the door. I thought it was just one. Jay, you know, I was on this bed. He was near the bed, near the door. He let her in. Then another one. She let. And then another one. And another one. And another one. And then it just hit me, and I just blew it. I blew my top.
Were they hookers? Were
That's
they?
Be
were
Holtzman's
they?
New rap song, and then another one, and then another one, and then another one.
Yeah. Can you please do the song for Holtzman's crazy pool party family reunion?
And another one. And another one.
and another one.
Jay, I'm going to choke the fuck out of you. Bite, bite.
Do you think they were pros? Those girls were pros?
No, I think they were just young girls with, they said they didn't have their room key or room pass.
Oh, so they were on vacation. They couldn't get into their room.
They were on vacation. They were young. And
did you guys have music playing and stuff? They thought it was a party vibe or something, maybe?
No, they just needed to go to the freaking bathroom, I guess. And they were stupid enough to not have their key or stupid enough not to go down in the lobby, yeah. And they banged on the door.
Because I've never seen it happen before. Okay. It's so weird, right?
Yeah.
Right.
And he bit me right more here sense on the forearm, now. The whole thing. If he had bit me a little bit more, it would have bled. I'm on the train to New Jersey, and I'm looking at me, and I'm still... I can't believe... I'm thinking, is this thing going to be infected? You know how they say a human's mouth is dirtier than a dog? I'm going, am I going to get some kind of hepatitis 1, 2, and 3? It was horrible to be assaulted like that. A punch is a punch. I can take a punch all day long.
And that was 10 years ago?
But a bite?
Yeah. Has he bitten you since then?
No, he hasn't.
And that was about 10 years ago?
Maybe more, the way time flies. It's already 2020 in the middle of January. It's almost over.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Well, you guys are so awesome. Thank you so much for coming on here and playing our game and for playing along and for being good sports and all that
Thank
jazz.
You. Thanks for having
now,
me. I love
it. Does this qualify us to do the comedy show in the Valley?
We'll think about it.
You can do any show that we have. You can do any show. You just have to ask. Yeah. All right. So, not you, Darren. No, I'm kidding. I'm totally kidding.
Damn it.
I think Felicia was saying, you know,
Now that the game is over, now that the game is over, can we just have a regular podcast?
Yes.
Can we have a regular podcast where everybody is?
What's a regular podcast?
Where we all talk about ourselves. Darren, will you talk about your podcast?
Oh, thank you, Felicia. My podcast is called Pocket Party, the Pocket Party Podcast. I'm up to 93 episodes.
Oh, good for you.
It's awesome. I love to do it. And how many episodes are you guys on now?
We're about 85.
Yeah. Doesn't it feel good? It feels good. Because I know you used to do the one, The Beauty and the Beast.
Yes.
It feels good to be back doing podcasts again. Yeah. I did podcasts back then and then, you know, my partner went his way, and then I was like not doing a podcast for a long time, and to be back in it, it's uh-huh. great. I like it's you're connecting with people.
I've
on
never
a, on
heard
a different level.
Anyone say it feels good to do a podcast.
I know what you're saying, because there's definitely that vibe of like homework where it's like,
yeah,
all right, I gotta
a lot
get
of homework.
But I like it though, you know, and
damn,
know,
it feels like good it. To be a podcaster.
Exactly.
Damn, it feels good to
Who
be a
Who knew
podcast.
It would take off to such an extent?
Yeah, I mean, isn't it great, though, guys? Like, seriously, as comedians, to be able to, like, do this and not have to do, like, morning radio somewhere and all
I,
that.
I think it's great that comedians can do this, obviously, but I also think it was great back in the day when you could fucking float on an act for a decade and not have to write new jokes and you could make a living and you'd have to do shit all day except do radio. Yeah, so I think there's...
You're right.
I think there is great things, but also, like, you know... Not you, Brian?
Yeah, aww. Sure. And I bent her over. And I just banged her. I banged her. And he bit me and he spit the flesh out and he bit it some more.
Is there anything you would like to share about what you have coming up, Ryan?
I'll be on Kill Tony tonight.
Oh, great. Yeah. Wonderful.
And the podcast, it's called Dead Air Podcast on the... what is it? Death Squad.
It's great that Brian Redband is totally doing that for you.
I'm quite thrilled with that. Yeah, he's a professional. He really is.
It's wonderful. I'm happy for you both.
And what else? Oh, I'm going to be at Las Vegas at the Sands Hotel for, I think, an extended engagement. I'll be there from...
You didn't do the road.
2021st and through 2021.
Are you serious?
In the main room at the Sands Hotel. I'll be at the Riviera Hotel on January 17th.
And also, he'll be back on Instagram. Right now, you're...
And I'm also going to be shot out of a cannon at the Dukenbach Circus that's making its way through Animalia. Because I'm on the Liars Club. I'm on the fucking Liars Club. I'm lying. I'm on the Liars Club. I can't stop lying.
Kyle, what do you have shaking that you would like to talk about?
Thank you.
The Sands. You guys know, it's, I think they destroyed it, right?
Didn't they? Yeah, I don't think that
is anymore. Yeah.
They
blew
it up. It's gone. The best joke I ever heard is from, what's his name? The guy, I forget his name, but he has a joke, and he said he was at the Riviera performing, and he had the nerve. Diamond? Barry Diamond, he said. He said, audience, if you're real, real quiet, you can hear the sound of them drilling the holes for the dynamite at the Riviera.
Right, right.
You don't think that's funny, sir?
Yes. It's very funny.
I thought that's a great joke at the Riviera.
Yeah, you got to think of you're at the Riviera.
Yeah, imagine you're there.
Yeah,
that's a killer joke,
Kyle. Is there anything you would like to share, Kyle?
Yeah, check out my podcast, Extremely Internet. We do stories about internet Kyle? History. And check
I can't,
out.
You can't hear Kyle.
You can't hear Kyle. No,
don't worry about it. We're about to be done. So you just okay.
Somebody pull my mic. Somebody pull my mic. Did somebody shut my mic off? I can't hear Kyle. This is bullshit. I'm going to talk to the podcasting union. Who's your sponsor? Blue Bonnet what? Delivery service? Enough, enough, enough. And I never want to see your face again. Blue eyes, blue eyes, blue eyes. What are we, animals?
Take back dinner.
God.
All right. Nice. All right. Anything else quickly there, Kyle?
Check out my backyard show, Kids in the Yard. Can't hear. Do it every month.
All right. What about you?
I'm in the main room at the Improv on Melrose tomorrow at 10:15.
Oh, good
Whoa, way
yeah.
to go. Hey.
Oh, real quick.
I'll be at the spot. Way to go, man. Thank you.
Go ahead, Derek.
I don't know if we can say improv here, but I'll be at the Irvine Improv Sunday, January 12th. Irvine, headlining, Sunday,
right.
January
12th. Yeah, buddy.
All right, all right, all right.
Who are you working
right.
with? Anybody we know?
John DiResta, Brian Swinehart.
John DiResta, the woodworker.
Are you headlining?
Yeah, I met him.
Are you headlining?
Yes.
Oh, you should ask me to do 7 minutes. Anyway, you can follow me all across the board at Felicia Michaels. If you have Amazon Prime, please go look at my documentary Pervs and leave That's a nice awesome. Review. You can also go and see my comedy special. It's a confessional special, and it's a very personal story that happened to me growing up. And if you wouldn't mind taking a peek at that, if you're into that kind of thing, if you're angry and not into those kind of things, I get it. Go ahead.
I got a question for
yes?
you. I love your writing. Have you ever written a book, and are you going
to work
on
one? That's my goal. That's my goal this year is to write a book.
Because sometimes I read those long blogs, and I like them. Like the something about a hidey hole in Kansas.
Yeah, that's what my special is all about. Yeah.
Great stuff.
But that's my goal this year is to pretty much write a novel.
Write a love story.
Write a love story
about an airplane.
About an airplane, and I'm a flight attendant.
And I was thinking, you know,
you
whoever,
tall,
even if I did have a niece,
and
that...
I say, please help me with this paper towel. Please help me insert this paper towel.
I thought it was
and then
beat.
You're like, me? Out of all these people here? Me? And I'm like,
dear penthouse letter.
You awkward tall man sitting in 2C.
Let me put my shoes back on.
All right, I'm sorry, Jessica, go ahead.
I'm at Jess Wellington 2 on everything. You can follow me. We have some shows coming up. We have a show at the Ice House Friday the 10th. That's this Friday at 8:30. So be there. It's going to be fun. And then we have one at the Comedy Store in January as well. It's the 31st of Friday, and it's at 8 o'clock. Come check us out. We've got some great lineups for these.
Yeah, and by the way, I really am liking how we're booking those shows. Like, we have a completely diverse lineup and with just killers, just really honestly killers.
Yeah.
Are the shows stand-up, or is it Liars Club, or what is it?
It's stand-up, and then we do a little Liars Club at the end.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Anything else?
That's it. Everybody good?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Thanks for having me.
Thank you.
Felicia.
I just acted out. I know every time, and you can't even remember my name. It's horrible. Every time he comes to see me, he's like, "Your friend." I'm like, Felicia.
All right, rub it in.
Wait, is your name Michael Evans?
Yeah.
So it's interesting. So it's like Felicia Michael. It's like it kind of blends in. Like
so cool,
Felicia Michael Evans.
Yeah.
Hey, you
didn't think of that?
That's great.
Maybe you can play that little game and remember my name.
Right. Felicia Michael. Just picture if it was in a Riviera, though.
Oh. Yeah.
All right, and you have been lied to.
I'm not telling that
one. Disney, believe me. You're the real liar. Please stand up.
She's totally serious.
And you
have been lied to.